This is the military service record of Cristobal Rodriguez Hidalgo. Middle name, Spanish custom adds mother's maiden name to the patronymic. Born on December 12, 1887, in Cuomo State, Puerto Rico. Father's name, Regino Antonio Rodriguez, born in Puerto Rico. Mother's maiden name, Santos Hidalgo, born in Puerto Rico. Are you white, colored, Indian, or Mongolian? White. Citizen? Yes. Voter? Yes. Church? Christian Methodist Episcopal. Married? No answer indicated. Fraternal order? None indicated. Previous military experience? None. Occupation before entry into the service? Office secretary. Employer? Remington Arms Company, Bridgeport, Connecticut. Residence before entering into the service? 36 Poplar Street, Bridgeport, Connecticut, in Fairfield County. Present home address? None indicated. War record. Inducted into the service or enlisted August 24, 1917, at Fort Slocum, New Rochelle, New York, as a first-class private in the infantry, 4th Recruit Company section of the Regular Army. Note, the words inducted into service or enlisted were crossed out. The letter E was capitalized for the word enlisted. Identification number? None indicated. Assigned originally to Company C, 38th United States Infantry Regiment, 38th Division, in Syracuse, New York. Trained or stationed before going to Europe? School, camp, or station? Syracuse, New York, from September 18, 1917 to October 25, 1917. Camp Green, Charlotte, North Carolina, from October 25, 1917 to March 11, 1918. Camp Merritt, New Jersey, March 13, 1918 to March 20, 1918. Transferred to, note, handwritten places, dates crossed out, none indicated. Promoted, served in the adjutant's office November 17, 1917 to January 16, 1918. Embarked from Camp Merritt, New Jersey, on the ship, none indicated, on March 20, 1918, and arrived at England, Brest, France, on October 14, 1918. Proceeded from Department of Haute-Marne to Chateau Thierry on May 30, 1918. Trained or stationed abroad? None indicated. First went into action May 30, 1918, at Chateau Thierry East. Participated in the following engagements: Chateau Thierry Bridge, Fosse, June 2nd and 3rd. Service in this section for 3 weeks. A few days in rest camp. Tour sur Malines Valley, July 3rd. Bois d'Agramont, July 14th. Near Krasansky, July 15th. In labor operations with the 30th Infantry, preceding battle. Cited, decorated, or otherwise honored for distinguished service. Gives circumstantial accounts of exploits, including dates and places where performed, also by whom and in what manner the honor was bestowed, none indicated. Killed in action, killed by accident, died of wounds, died of disease, wounded, gassed, shell-shocked, taken prisoner, killed in action. Frontline trench, high explosive shell, instantaneous death, no grave, Marne River, 38th Regiment designated by French Rock of the Marne, in Crozancy, France, on July 15, 1918. Additional information. What was your attitude toward military service in general and toward your call in particular? Intense patriotism. Cause of liberty for country superior to personal aspirations. Photographs. 2 photographs are included. Additional information. Cristobal Rodriguez Hidalgo was a martyr to duty. He was refused a permit to visit his fiancée, seriously injured by automobile, because other soldiers went wild and were about several days before embarking. He sacrificed personal desires for the farewell and marriage by conforming to army disciplines. Two letters are included with this war record survey. Both letters are from the state librarian, and both are one-page typed letters dated July 25, 1923, and August 6, 1923, respectively. Both are addressed to Miss Marion Doyle, the fiancée of Cristobal R. Hidalgo, who was also included with this file. At the top of the letter, handwritten are the words, "Letter destroyed as requested," signed at "None indicated," on "No date indicated." Signature, none. Rank, none. Branch, none. This information, unless otherwise indicated, was obtained from the following persons or sources: Marion Doyle, fiancée of the deceased, 1496 Fairfield Avenue, Bridgeport, Connecticut.